The state says Lakeshore Health Departments this year took about 4,200 water samples at 124 Great Lakes beaches that are frequently used. 84% of the samples were found to have safe levels of bacteria, compared with only 78% last year. Also, there were 195 beach closures this summer, down about 100 from 2004. DNR toxicologist Tony Glimp says it's quite possible that drier weather in regions of the state may be a key reason the beach picture looked brighter.
So many things can impact the number of bacteria, the number of birds, you know, the amount of people that are in the water, the rainfall, the runoff, what's there when it does rain. And so I don't think we don't even have enough information to know from year to year how it's going to be. We do know that rain does impact it.
Glimp says the beaches that often failed bacteria tests were in Milwaukee, Manitowoc, Kenosha, and Douglas counties. Environmentalist Derek Shear of Clean Wisconsin says it's good news that there was more beach monitoring and fewer beach closures, but he says the focus should be on reducing contaminants. He wants more state funding for controls on stormwater runoff. He also says citizens can take more action.
By installing rain gardens and rain barrels, limiting their home water use during storm events, limiting or eliminating fertilizer on their lawns.
Shear also says Milwaukee and some other Great Lakes communities need to do more to cut back on sewage overflows, because not every summer will be this dry, and many people will still want a day at the beach. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.